commander is Gopikanthu.
Very well. Here, our devotee is asking to read about final lesson. And Śrīla Prabhupāda said this appearance day. I think it's relevant. What is your idea? You want to listen? What is final lesson? What Prabhupāda gave? Yes? Please raise hand. Seems like a good percentage. Some are hesitant. Some are abstention. Who don't? No. This is the anyway. In that, I'll ask you to stop and I'll make some comment. Because I have got restriction from the doctor not to give class here. Again, though they are having to speak, it's difficult for me. Somebody is speaking Hindi.
Somebody,
those who only understand Hindi, some can translate. Sit down one together.
We can translate Hindi.
Yeah. So good idea is one who does not understand English at all. Please get together who understand only Hindi. Please get together at one place and you sit there and translate. Does it sound okay, Yagi?
Actually, we have one mic. So
only one mic.
So
our office ke mic to nahi hai.
Prabhupada
said his life was still in Krishna's hand. Everything was his free choice, did not mean he was absolutely independent. Rather, the pure devotee's attitude is to freely surrender to Krishna, whatever happens. In the mood of the gopis, the foremost devotees of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, "You may handle me roughly in your embrace or make the broken hearted by not being present before me. But you are always my worshipful Lord unconditionally." Because
you can see that poor devotee is teaching us how to lead this body. Over everything he did, his life itself is an example how we should lead our life as a Vaishnava. So here I teach it, today Gopikanth Thakur also said the same thing. Gopikanth Thakur in a song he said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jive Daya Kori, Saparsat Shriya Dham Hoya Avatari, Ottanta Dhula Prem Kori Vaya Dham, Shikhaya Sarnagati Bhagavate. Life and soul of a devotee is Saranagati. Saranagati means surrender. Krishna also, his final instruction is chapter 18, verse 65-67. 65 means, always remember it. Daily devotional service. Worshiping. Pay obeisance to me. Since you are not envious of me, you are envious to me. Then, I promise you this, definitely we will come back. So, if we are serious like that, like what you do, you take the instruction of Krishna or his pure devotee, you can get out of the result. Unfortunately, everyone is not like that, or true. Neither everybody necessarily become ideal like Krishna. But we have got a consideration, it is an organization we have to run. So best reason to write Bhagavad, they select some person. You do this, you act on this role, take this role, and you explain them. So Baba says, what I say, don't change me, then everything will be finished. Again, depending on time, circumstances, somebody has been to modify. So this way, things are going on still. Still, over God, still preaching is going on. Many devotees coming up, many becoming devotees. Why? Devotees are following what Prabhupada says. Also, sometimes they say, though we have got many problems, so Why problem? Too much. Why problem? You know. What I say to you, you have a gesture to change it. So it is everything in our hand, ultimately in the hand of Krishna. You follow Krishna or is it pure egoism? Don't have that many problems. If you don't follow, change, you'll have no problem. So here Prabhupada is saying about Sarangha. Then Krishna stands, some thought, why only Sarangha to Krishna? So seeing this, Krishna thought, what can be done? They again became Krishna. But in the form of the devotee, teach us how to render pure devotion of service as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the mood of Radharani, Radharani knows she is the best devotee, that is called Radha, which relates to serving the Lord. Aradhana. Aradhana means to serve the Lord, worship the Lord. She is the embodiment of Aradhana. That's why she is called Radha. And so, Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the mood of Radharani, Krishna came to teach us how to serve the Lord. And in 8 verses, he told everything about Vaishnava Dharma. So we have to meditate on each verse and ask ourselves, am I doing that? And here we want to become devotee. Krishna Das Kavya says, devotee means Hristina Gopi Suni Kena Kalu Nigo Sarasana Amanina Mano Dena Kitta Nusa. Who can become a doctor? Who can do Kitta? He. If he's not, he is everything. Then problem. I can ask many things. You find out by on the deep. You find so many problems. But best is a bad bargain. Still, it's better than outside people for the old country. Yes? Everything is putting things up. Everything is coming to today. Arati, Vashadam, and not 4 February, he's falling. More one does, he can make more progress. Later on that, so Krishna can trample, Krishna can embrace. This Krishna is my Lord. That means I will serve Krishna. Krishna teach me, give me Maya's kick, I have served. And Krishna loves me, I have served. But I don't want to. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? We did not forget.
Because the exchange between the Lord and his pure devotee are always supremely personal. Both the Lord and his devotees express desires and individual will. In his childhood Leela, Krishna sometimes breaks Mother Yashoda's butter pot, and sometimes he allows her to catch him and bind him. In any case, the will of the Lord and the will of the devotees are always one in interest, but they are sometimes expressed in the form of a loving conflict. Similarly, although Srila Prabhupada had promised his devotees that he would stay in the world and defeat death, he still remained surrendered to the will of Krishna.
You can see, you should know what is that. Sangha has 6 points. In Dhyana, Sangha means to be obedient in one word you can say. Then you can be jay. You can write a book even on Sangha. Brokman and Chakra have broken song. I was just saying. Sangha means if you follow these 6 points, what is favorable in Krishna consciousness, just like you are actually in the devotee. You shouldn't too much actually with non devotees. That is unfavorable. You should give up. You shouldn't take mid-pre-day, illicit day, do gambling, intoxicant, take it. You should give up. This is favorable and so. Favorable, accept, and so, give up. A firm faith, Krishna will protect you. You don't sit down, you do service. But expect that Krishna, some or other square top. You maintain, you can see in the life of Prabhupada, you go away to America, and maybe about more than 100 temples, from 225 smallest temples devotees, and 250 devotees, biggest temples. So many cars, there is augmented Gopal to 40 rupees and Krishna gave him 100 rupees. Their food, their lodging, everything else can work on. This is Gopal. This is kindness. If you have got problem, but if we have not followed Gopal instruction, we have to have patience. Gopal has, everything was provided. So Gopal has found faith. Krishna will protect, provide, obviously. Krishna was protecting Gopal, Gopal got pride, stroke. He said, more than two, you can't survive. Gopal still survived. Why? Doctor saw he is simply being peaceful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, most important, take the words of the Guru's instruction, your life and your soul. But if you don't take it serious, then what will happen? Simply external, diksha, this, that, usually. You are doing big battle with us, but you are not following what your Guru is saying. It is just a farce. So, you have got false faith that Krishna will protect. The Krishna protected Prabhupada. Why won't you protect us? If you don't follow, you have a false faith. Your only interest is to please Krishna, not my body. Then we have problem. Dhirya, I understand Dhirya. But Krishna, to get Krishna is not out of the field. You have to kill, you become Sahajya. You say another word, but not following the instruction. You win Sahajya. You do better than you, but it's not following the instruction of your Guru. What are you doing? Having nice things? Nice things. And, lastly, be always meek and humble. Then what will you do? When Krishna says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kaha Prarthana Sune. Then Krishna will respond to your prayer. Are you praying? What you should pray? How can I serve? And what service means? What pleases Krishna? What pleases Krishna's representative? Guru says, now do puja, arati. No, no, I'll do something else. Then you become victim of Maya. What you can do? That is not seva. That may look like seva, you are selective. But Guru says, because he is held responsible for what happens to you. But he's not following the instruction. How can you do? You are
experienced.
Next. So any question, please.
Srila Prabhupada had already expressed his surrender in the prayer. He had given his disciple to offer on his behalf. My dear Lord Krishna, if you desire, please cure Srila Prabhupada. By the first, if you desire, he was reminding his followers of the supreme prerogative of Krishna and was asking them to abide by it. Although he was also giving them an acceptable way to the petition of Krishna. In a similar case in 1967, he had given his disciples another prayer. My master has not finished his work. He had said then that Krishna has responded to his prayer, granting the wishes of the devotees. Srila Prabhupada himself was responding to the devotees' prayer and Krishna had given him the choice. But as a surrendered soul, Srila Prabhupada waited for further development. Ever sensitive to Krishna's desire, as Prabhupada had said, when invited by the Kirtananda to come to his palace in New Vrindavan, let us see which palace I am going to. As a loving tension can sometimes exist between the Supreme Lord and his pure devotees, so now a similar tension existed between Srila Prabhupada and his followers. Prior to his disciple, desperate petition as his desire, Srila Prabhupada has seen his duty as instructing his disciples in how to die. Part of his mission was to set the perfect example in this most important lesson, how to pass life unlimited test. But now his disciples were asking him to postpone the lesson in time and stay with them indefinitely in the preaching field. And Prabhupada had agreed, showing that he had the ability to leave if he chose, but sooner or later he would have to return to the lesson on how a person should face the end of life.
Everybody has to face this. Krishna says, Jatasya Hindruva Mrityu. Dhruvam Jamma Mrityu. One is born, he must die. And when he dies, he must take part. Unless he becomes complete Krishna conscious. There is a story. When Yudhishthira and other brothers, they are very thirsty. They are going to fetch water, each brother, to a pond. And there was a crane, a stock standing. And he was talking. He said, some say you are Joksha, some say you are Dhanaraj. He asked, you cannot take water from here, drinking water, unless you ask, answer my question. So they are going to take the water without answering the question, they fell unconscious, almost like dead. Each brother, last Yudhishthir was on his head. Yudhishthir went and he faced the same question. So he said, okay, come on, the questions. So one of the questions was, he said, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? In this samsara, nature in this world. And Yudhishthir said this. Sanskrit word, anybody remember, can tell the Sanskrit shloka? I can't remember. Jama Mandira Gatshanti. There are Ahani, Ahani, Bhutani,
Gatshanti, Jamanaya.
Gatshanti, Jamanaya. Ahani, Ahani means every day is seeing that so many persons are going to Jamalaya. Death. But nobody is thinking that I will go. Nobody. He is making so many plans for sense gratification. Everybody. Who is not here? Material existence means sense gratification. And spiritual existence means devotional service, which pleases Krishna. So devotional service at once leads us to the spiritual place. This way by our Acharya. Goro Kero Pramo Dhamma, Parinam Sankirtan. Rotina Jomni Rotina. Now I have got attachment to my body, to my tongue, to my sense of taste. Then you cannot do devotion. You have to develop attachment to Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, and service to Krishna, Krishna's devotion. If you do that, all of them, 24 hours, we all sense that it's slight little gap. At once, Maya can enter. You can forget, Krishna, you can even fall down. Anybody. You have to be so serious, that's why you say, devotion can be kurasya dhara, which is all kurasya. It's like a devotion, and then devotion can be handling a big razor. You know, Jagannam razor, as you can see. Anyway, this will accept by the adult cut. And it's a particular point, it may even cost you higher death. That means spiritual death. But are you taking so seriously? Do or die and so careful? Then you can be saved. Otherwise, anybody can fall down. So we will see, devotees see, if they are experienced, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. New faces, old faces disappearing. When did you join?
71.
Now tell me, out of Prabhupada comes a 5,000 disciples initiated, another 5,000 not initiated, 10,000. How many you can see now? What percentage? I don't know. Anyway. Something positive or hopeful, something great. But to face the reality, you have to take that seriously so that it becomes kosa. Don't take it for granted. We shouldn't take it for granted. We must come down to us, see the reality of it. Not I am today, I am this, I am that, but I may not be, I may not conquer the Maya. I'm not asking. You should not take it from the Prabhupada says every Akadashi on every night, Gopinath Chakra says, you check how much progress you are making. If you are serious to go back to God, just let us see. Just one second. Please, who wants to go back to God in this life? Please raise your hand. Now, many, many, because we like my body to enjoy, my son, my wife, my grandparents, my money. Now ask yourself, are you cheating yourself? Are you telling the truth? Or are you sincere to yourself? You are attached? You have to go back? No, you are cheating yourself. You are cheating. You are not telling the truth. You can ask how truthful or honest you are. If you are dishonest, you can, there is no hope. Neither to be happy here, nor there. You hold on your money, and in fact, you are with the money here. Not you are chanting millions of lives, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But not thinking of Krishna, thinking of money. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, inside, taka, 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 taka. Outside is Hare Krishna, inside is taka, taka. Krishna is the God in your face. Okay, come back to taka. Or many like that. If spirituality in fact, you say, More yo vilas, vilas mujhe diyo baar, Nane heri vasala, jiva jiva rati. Maybe thinking something and something, but it's being God, somebody who says, and then do this. And Krishna, and in the next life maybe, he'll be born in that country. Again, Hare Krishna. There are millions of Krishna, no, they're going to cheat him, huh? Chanting Hare Krishna, we can think him something else. That's the story I tell you. It is there, famous. Somebody says, I will develop. Maharaj, attachment to the Dham. Very good, he is living in Dham. He is a businessman, businessman. One day, in Uddhav Puja, one pujari, he is at night sleeping, got up, hiding one, going to take bath. Who? This place! I am not going to take bath anymore. He is born. Then he would take bath for some other place. But somebody is going, he doesn't go to that pond pool. Very good to stay bath in that pool, but he won't go because he's scared. That's the case. Who? He got scared, but it is a dream. It's not true. But still, there they say, why you got scared? Snake is talking. He's talking in the dream. The snake. And he says, why are you scared of me? He said, I don't advise you, you don't come to take bath, but... Yes. You can come and take bath, I don't advise you. What is your topic? He said, look, I tell you, what is happening? I was thinking, I was staying down, I can get the name of Kevlar Garden, but the attachment is taka, 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 taka. He's chanting, at heart, he's chanting taka, taka, not possible. Not Krishna Krishna. Outside Krishna Krishna. So what happened? That's why this happened to me. I began explaining. But since attached to Vrindavan, Mathura, born in Vrindavan. Now both relatives get, but he has to go up to God. Because he has taka. Come on. So be careful. Be honest. Don't be what you are doing in the material life. Forget that completely. Then come to Krishna. You get your past experience, past belief, you hold on to, then you can make much progress. Guru Maharaj Mudkare, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is telling, acting as a fool, his Guru says, he is not doing that, he has got his own plan. And Guru says, what happened? Guru Maharaj, I am doing so many reading books and I am getting confused. Did I tell it to the Guru? What did I tell him? Cancer. Then he started chanting Hare Krishna and he told Guru Maharaj, now he's feeling mad, sometimes laughing, sometimes crying, and I have to control over him. And Guru Maharaj said, I am very happy, well done. Why? They said, we are sure not to laugh at him, we have got bhakti. This is the example. You have to take life and soul, what is written in Bhagavad Gita, at least patient, what will repel. Just like what I am saying, don't, you may not have to faith in me. But have faith in Prabhupada, he is not an ordinary person. You can see, he is influencing millions of people. But I am trying to exactly repeat what Prabhupada said. Now it is up to Hare Krishna.
One special feature of Srila Prabhupada's activities in his relating intimately to the human condition, while at the same time remaining aloof and transcendental. As a pure devotee, he was not subjected to the law of karma, which awards reactions for pious and sinful deeds. He was not bound by the force of karma, nor would he die by force of karma. As stated by Srila Rupa Goswami, one whose body, mind and world are fully engaged in devotional service to Lord Krishna is a liberated soul.
Anyone knows this sloka? We have just said, Hare Dasa, if you are conscious, I am the servant of Hari. I belong to the spiritual world. I have got nothing to do with the material world. Save and except to maintain this body and maintain the fire for family. Absolutely necessary. Eat and rest of the time. Everything I do for the pleasure of them, otherwise you have problem. Anybody here should be, will have problem. Anybody can say, I have no problem, please say that. At least you are honest. We have no problem. Anybody has no same chance, say that. So, we are not in the spiritual plane. Then the spiritual plane, naturally you have to be free from most of the things. Spiritual plane is called Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is no kunta, no anxiety. You have got anxiety. Because you have got akash. It is better, doctrine is Krishna Prasad. Akash to Krishna Prasad. Who is akash to Krishna Prasad? Please raise your hand. Somebody akash to me. So many. Gutka. Dhamma hand. Paan. So many things. Maybe agati. Krishna is not there. Patram Pushpam Param Dhamma. It is not the Patram Pushpam, so many other things, I don't want to mention. Tell us very quickly, I cannot resist what happened. So, once a great pure devotee throughout the world preaching God consciousness and put within the desire of the permission of the Lord. So he taught so many things, and one day he went to one of the temple and said, bring prasad. What did he do? This is all vegetarian. Yeah? So what you should offer to Krishna? Papa, what Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Param Dhamma. He is also like, oh. What did his representative pure devotee say to you? Your guru, what did he say? What Krishna like? You know? Yes? Rice, dal, sabji. Anything Krishna special? Yes, sweet rice, ladu. What is this? Oh, this is vegetarian, I say. Did your guru say this to offer this to Krishna? What do you love? Krishna, what do you eat? What is Krishna prasad? What is Krishna prasad? What gives Krishna? Krishna prasad. But you don't know about this. I ask you, God, when I give you something, don't change it. You change it. Why? What you like, you give it to Krishna, and don't take. Then you go there, right? That is available. If it is not available in the spiritual world, what will happen to you? Think of. What do you think? Krishna said, Prabhupada said, you will all finish. I like this, I like that. Give it to Krishna. I like that. Come. You have to tell him you want to get spiritual master. He said, this is master. It's a mode of ignorance. Without this, I cannot get. I cannot. He said, okay. Then thanks, Lord. But it is not, it is more of ignorance. Lord doesn't take, he doesn't belong to Sarah. He will give up. And also what is God. Okay, he will get the result by God. If it is not available, Sarah, it is more of ignorance. Food, mushroom, in spiritual world. Then, do you think you can get that? Go there? What do you think? You can go there? Be careful. So we are all responsible for our destiny, all of us. Everybody is making own destiny. Every moment is all recorded. Chitra, Gupta, without your knowledge, without being known to you, somebody is recording everything, your attachment, every vibration of the God. You may know or may not know. The advanced devotees, they can know. So even if he is in the darkness, he will easily do what is called. You do and get the result. Hare Krishna. Anybody? Hare Krishna. The truth, we have to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. Not for the entertainment or audience. That is not preaching. Sometimes it may not be so clear. But ultimately it is good for us. Hare Krishna.
Even while living in this world, people often misunderstand in the moment.
Then Guru says that this person says, bring something, what Krishna likes, usually what I told you, what is that?
Rice, dal, sabji.
Any nice, laddu, sweet rice. Krishna likes laddu rupa. Krishna didn't say, I like this, I like what is that? So bring offer to Krishna and I will eat this. In this regard, just a little statement. Prabhupada said, in India, especially Bangalore, if there is wife stays in the husband, because he's a breadwinner, he brings money. Wife says, what do you want to take today? Bring whatever. No! He said, wife asks, conservative thing, used to be like that. He said, you know what I like. Every wife knows what husband likes. Bring all this. No, no, what do you like also bring? No. Cooks, and everybody has to eat the same thing. So Krishna is the actual husband, he is the owner, he is the enjoyer. We should like what Krishna likes, not what I like, give to Krishna. In the beginning you can do. Otherwise, you are making your own destiny. You will go that direction, but those things are there, and Krishna may not be there. You understand?
People often misunderstand the movements of the pure devotee within the material world, just as one, on seeing clouds of blowing past the moon, may think the moon itself is moving. The Shastras therefore warn us never to see the Guru as an ordinary man subject to karma.
Many see Guru, he is doing ordinary other people. And he thinks, okay, I have not idea about my Guru, he is like this, and accordingly, yes. Then, in familiarity, which context, if I am correct, say that, even control, some great spiritual master says that, don't try to control Guru. He knows what is good for you, then he accepts. If you don't do, then you have to face the consequences. I'm just repeating. If you think I'm wrong, you can correct anybody sitting here. But quoting, where Prabhupada says, I have got that, as far. But I am not a liberated soul. We are on the path of liberation. So still your subject into mistake. Say, I will thank you if you guide me. I'm trying to quote from
Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada, while always transcendental to this world, showed the transcendental souls how they could come to the stage of the liberation by constantly thinking about Krishna and serving him, so that at that time of death they could return to Krishna in the eternal spiritual world. And Prabhupada's lesson was always practical and universal. Srila Prabhupada's books, for example, were not mere theory, but was practical and full of realized knowledge. And Prabhupada practiced when he preached, his entire life was explanatory. He had been in a family life, and even then he had rigorously preached by the starting his back to God's magazine. In poverty and obscurity, he had struggled to start a spiritual movement, and by the grace of Krishna and his spiritual master, he had become successful. He had always shown by his human-like attempts his willingness to bravely take on austerity and face danger. He had shown explanatory spiritual life for all to try and follow. He had gone alone in his old age to foreign country and had chanted Hare Krishna in a park in New York City, attracting the young men and women of America.
Even in 1990, Prabhupada Pandita went there from this country and saw the same condition. Many guys lying there in that bath, and maybe clothes for months he didn't clean. Dati. We know he can any moment, even the daytime, going inside the park, he was scared. Two policemen were there, then again came. Two lady policemen were there. Then one man came. So he said, we can go? He said, go. He's going scared. And then other devotees came under the same tree. One of the devotees asked other devotees, you can under this tree. Chanting, that's all about chanting. He's scared. Any moment someone can throw a bottle to you. Anything will happen. See, that was really 1990. Dangerous to go for the alone in the state. It depends on this. Nothing
happened. Therefore, everyone should take his example and try to serve Krishna, despite the immediate Srila Prabhupada's encouraged obstacle, yet by his free will in the help of the Krishna, he surrounded them. This was his wonderful example. It is said that Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, made surrender to Krishna more attentively than Lord Krishna had 5,000 years ago. And now, in the 20th century, Srila Prabhupada had made Krishna consciousness possible for people all over the world.
You know, many devotees, I remember once I was there, and some devotees said, Prabhupada, this is the mango season, you are going to Russia. What? And now, in India, thousands of types of mango come, and you say, mango is the king of all fruits. You are going to India, and Prabhupada said, have you ever preached? You know, if you preach, how you like? If you preach, then you know this tasting mango is nothing. Simple preaching, you will enjoy so much. But to you, this appears mango tasting as a tasting, nothing. In short, to me, made a Boga went and made one devotee. And he was 2-3 days there, 3 days. I heard from those who went there. And it was very difficult. He was everything incognito and low profile and maintained. Nobody knows he's coming here to teach. He's giving just a lecture. And he was already defunct. And one boy, he wished to and showed how to prove this, that. And he from just like from the seed of a banyan tree, we can have a banyan tree. And millions of banyan fruits. And each fruit have again another banyan tree. And from that million of fruit, and each then again, like that, over then, one Ananta Shanti Bhakta then. Now, hundreds, thousands chanting Hare Krishna, and those who did that, they went through so much tapasya. If you know, I am taking your time, drink the moon, salted bread. Have you got it here? Do you know how much they have? Just one example, I don't know.
As part of his instruction and example, Srila Prabhupada knew he would have to show people just how to die. He had expressed death a number of times by Krishna's grace, by the prayer of his disciple, and by his own pure and powerful will to propagate his movement. But from the signs given to him by the Lord Krishna in 1977, Srila Prabhupada began visibly and considerably ending his missions in the material world, and among his final duties was giving complete guidelines on how to die. He was perfectly showing how to do that which everyone has to do, but which is most difficult to do successfully die.
So you can see many of Prabhupada's followers, they are doing very wonderful service, data and faced the danger of life. Still sometimes Krishna does not want to survive. So we have to cover the over instruction. If you really love me, Prabhupada said, then follow my instruction. Really love. Prabhupada said, someone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you really love me, send me. He said, always follow Krishna, follow Krishna, follow Krishna. Other than this, only talk Krishna Katha. Serve Krishna. And talk Krishna Katha. No other topic. For the interest of Krishna, do everything. The moment for your own interest, so called body's interest, entirely. Is just pouring water? Okay. But there is a hole and all going on. Maybe slowly, depending on how much you are agitating with somebody who is non-Krishna. Just to make it short.
But a loving conflict was there. Prabhupada loved his disciples. He also knew they were not yet fully mature. His movement already had great potential and speech and status in the world, and yet he had many enemies.
Coming 10,000 years, this will go on. And who will go on? Or who will strictly follow? Otherwise, Krishna is testing and you know, there is sinning. Sometimes so many things testing. And then the gross throne, they are fine, kept again. Gross throne. So they will strictly follow. Love Prabhupada, rules and regulations, and dedicate their life to Krishna will give them protection. That's why, for the longer a person is staying in the movement, strictly following, must know he has got purity. He has purity. Purity is gone, everything is gone. External is doing everything, but you have no purity, strictly not follow it. Think pure. Any moment, hold on.
He was inclined to always protect his devotees, his movement and all living entities, even the animals. So, when his most intimate and faithful disciples pleaded that they could not go on without him, he had turned from showing how to die, agreeing to stay with them and preach, but at what point would they ever be willing to let him go? At what point could he say that the world of Maya and the enemies of the Krishna were all gone? At what point would his disciple become fully mature?
So, just like a father trains up his son, he will like it or dislike it. He wants that I will make my son, any time I may leave, the son will carry on my duty. So, Guru also tries to train up his disciples so that he becomes mature. So that any time he will leave, Gopal Nathan says, I'm a boy, I'm an old man. What about the proceeding of skin to arm? Sometimes son out of affection say, oh, my father is never go like that. They can't think of that. But one day they become, it's too late. I want to ask more questions now. This happens. This should happen to anybody and everyone. So
in following his decision to stay, Srila Prabhupada turned himself over to his disciples, allowing them to care for him completely. Those who took part recalled that never before had Srila Prabhupada allowed such intimate dealings between himself and his disciples. The only thing comparable was in New York in 1966, when he had been very intimate in dealing with the first person to join him, persons who had known nothing of the etiquette of the approaching of the spiritual master. But those who were present now and who had also been present then say that these days were even more intimate.
Actually, so that we can develop attachment to Guru, the Prabhupada was asking like that. Prabhupada is one of the things. So, love, Krishna also love his dog, Prabhupada said. He is pet. The disciple and devotee is a pet of the Lord. So he knows what is good for him. His disciple, he cares. If his disciple dies, one day he will become a good devotee. He can ask questions, whatever relevant, and there are ideal questions and ideal answers. Prabhupada said, I have given everything in my guru. Just see, it will take your whole life to finish. So there are ideal questions, there are ideal answers. Already. So still, Prabhupada, grant me time, still they can have that belief. It's not that still they can get initiation. It doesn't matter from Guru Maharaj. But yet they have all that strictness. Take me as your life and soul. And I still get the same belief.
Srila Prabhupada, Bhavananda quest always working on the assumption that Prabhupada could stay if he wanted. Your presence on this planet is the only thing that is keeping in the onslaught of the Kali Yuga from really taking effect. We have no idea even what will happen if you leave.
So I ask here in charge, Jagadimanji, are you? Now this 9:20, this can go on, but I have a promise that I have to go there. I'm supposed to leave at 9 o'clock. You say it, I pull off. Shall we leave for question answer 10 minutes or carry on? Whatever you say. Huh? Question answer or carry on?
Carry on. Okay. It is not in my hand, saying to the Prabhupada, with perfect clarity of the consciousness, Krishna Balaram. Srila Prabhupada always spoke clearly, logically, and with a complete devotion to Krishna. Up until the last, he dealt with the practical matters, following of the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charitable Trust for reconstructing ancient temples in Bengal and arranging final dealings regarding ISKCON properties and monies. Through all dealings, he stayed always alert. And he absorbed himself in Kirtan and Bhagavatam.
I know that because I am also related to this. Bhaktivedanta Swami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates and their past and places. Who were wanted is going to generate this. So everybody another has like all Indians, but Bhaktivedanta Swami Chaitanya. Maybe a day will come, open the gates of the road, how to go all these places. All of Bengal, some part of Malaysia, this is Bihar, this is Bangladesh. Now many devotees from different parts of the world going this place of pilgrimage. And these are the different customs and they like it so much. With all the devotees, they can go visit Bangladesh, where all these acharyas, their pastime, his mother, want to take part in Ganga, and all these acharyas bring Ganga, not only Ganga, all the holy rivers at a particular day. Still now, it's only devotees are going. And they feel the Vinod Swami, sometimes they are going to another, or Raghunath Swami, Yadraka Maharaj, Bhaktichar Maharaj, the Rambo Sargan also, and there. And often, and lakhs of people come, that particular moment, all the rivers come down. And stay for some time, millions of people take bath there. And it's called devotees, they will camp, they distribute a lot of prasad there. And they have got a small temple now. And not small, now building, under construction. There is Khepuri, they are also soon coming. Now, already just over also. And there is there was a festival with Narottam Das Thakur and all the Vaishnava Mahaprabhu associates came there. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita, all disappeared from a physical mission. But being moved by their chanting, dancing, and distribution of prasad, they appeared there in the scene. Bhagavati Nityananda Shakti, Mother Janava, our great teacher, she personally was cooking, she was worshipped by all the devotees there. And they found those who are pure at heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita, many Vaishya appeared there, came down from the spiritual world, joined them in church. Now this can really happen. If we carry on, but for ourselves, even. Quality and surrender. For example, Prabhupada in one temple in one country outside India, he said, put two Vyasasvams around Radha and Krishna. Say, here Radha was there, and Jagannath was stood on top. He's on the planet. And Devotee asked, Prabhupada, what these two Vyasasvams meant for? Small form. He said, Do you know why? What is it there? He doesn't have to put anything. Why? He said, here, Lord Shiva and Narada is coming, seeing those who used to be Lepcha and Jamuna. Now they are putting Tira, Mala, Shari, Bengals, ladies, Vaishnavis, and other becoming Vaishnavas with Kurta and Roti, with Tira, with Midanta Katta, giving up each meeting, giving up meat, fish, egg, illicit relation, intoxicating and gambling, chanting and dancing 24 hours. They look like the peacocks coming down from Vaikuntha and dancing in the streets of Tokyo, London, Paris, New York, San Francisco. So they are so much they came to see, they were in ecstasy. They also like it very much. To join with them, it came down. So I may ask you to make two bags of something. They are great devotees. He said, Vaishnavanam Jatara Sambhu. Among the Vaishnav, one of the greatest is Sambhu. And you know, Narada Muni is the incarnation of the Vaishnav. He said something like this. So, they both of them come to see now. They are chanting and dancing. So, devotees, you can't see. You cannot see. You have to qualify. This is still this happening.
But it became obvious to his disciple that despite his promise, he was again moving inevitably towards giving the final lesson. He was teaching that love was beyond death and that a disciple loved could call the spiritual master back to the world to stay, and that the pure devotee has the ability to stay in the world beyond his allotted time. Meanwhile, however, he was progressing steadily to the final point. The devotees did not feel angry with him or cheated that he was doing so. He had told them that he had free will given by Krishna, and they also, by their free will, had asked him to stay, and he had agreed, but they knew he was not obliged.
I think I have to stop now. Huh? Any questions? Related to this.
Maharaj, you told that if you have a, like, I have a doubt on some way.
Everybody has a doubt.
Or I have a decision, like you told, we start making decisions. Okay, no, this is right, this is wrong.
Then get to the point. To the point you are told.
My question is that if I have a doubt,
you have a doubt.
Everybody has a doubt. I make decisions. Like, okay, no, this is not right. My guru, like, the good.
Get to the point, be clear.
I have a doubt and I start making decisions, so how should I stop this?
Well,
what should I do when I have a doubt?
You have got a doubt? You follow the scripture, see what Krishna says, what Gita says, what the scripture says, Sadhguru says, and previous or saintly person says. If you don't get, then surrender to Krishna. And if you are surrendered, Krishna will respond according to your quality of surrender. Jai Jata Mahapurvatam, Kanta Mahapurvatam, Mahapurvatam, Mahapurvatam. That's it. This is my answer.
Now, what should I do if I have a doubt?
Let others, let others ask questions. And then others will come. If there is a doubt, who has no doubt? Anybody has no doubt at all? Everybody has done. Then you become almost God. Anyway, you want to say, then you make comment. Hold you, hold. Doubts are like demons. Very careful. So how can kill the demons pray to Krishna? You don't pray, you want to kill your doubt yourself. He will be killed. You may be give away from Krishna consciousness. Better than Krishna. Nivanam Krishna means you have to surrender to Krishna. Complete surrender. Krishna is complete. You want complete surrender. Who has completed? Who has a complete surrender? Raise your hand. See, is it complete surrender? It is not so easy.
The only thing I can do is if I have so many doubts. My mind is attacking me all the time. I'm a victim of my own mind. So that there's only one thing I can do to counteract that. I have to chant, I have to take out my heart files, and I just chant Hare Krishna. And if I do that, then all that fear and confusion and doubt, it just goes away.
If you have doubt on chanting, then?
There is so many if, there is no end to it. There is empty, if, there is no end. First you ask if it's solved or not. Then go to other sound very good. If you don't have faith, what I say, follow me. You see, this one, right? Then I tell another one. These are like demons, because many go away from Krishna consciousness, started gifting them. What do you do? There are two things. One, you pray to Balaram. Balaram is like a guru. So that means also your spiritual prayer. Now, how many rounds we have done from this morning to now? 16 rounds. Where did you start? If you done a very nice round, it helps. Have you come to Mangalarati? Yes. Now, do you take prasad? Do you always have a ship with devotees? Try. Dangerous. How can I just get this devotees? When you want to become spiritually strong, some of the things go back and strictly follow. The moment you are not doing, then Maya keeps it and then you. So if this is spiritual thing, kill the doubt. If not, then you will be please help. But not like in the drama. Sometimes in the material world also, some people die, they stay in the social people. Society want to see people are very unhappy. Then we tell them, so they cry. So some people, some part of the world, they do that, they start reacting. When the dead body is going, some people put a weight and cry, making sound. Actually, they are hired people. We give them money. So we can also do that. But that don't work. That don't work. Many of us could be doing that. Some people do not have to take this and that. Everything doing externally, everything fine. That we don't give our heart, put our heart. You can't artificially try to Krishna. No. This is your artificial here, no doubt, also. But out of interest, you is here, so that you forget your food, sleep, everything. That is very good quality. When you come to that point, then you are making tangible progress. Like Buddha, like Oba. Any of the time, when you practice, you put our heart. Some girl asks Oba, Oba, where is bhakti, where is bhakti? I'm doing so many, years. No, this is good quality. You develop some attachment. Bhakti can be, so many words can be said, also attachment. Your mind is always thinking of, just if you love somebody, don't mind, you're near and near one. You always think of anything, oh, I'll buy for her, I'll buy for him. Do you think of that for Krishna? You think? No. You see, you have to come to that. It's not so easy. As long as you have a love for my body and related to the body, I like so many other things. Cook nice bread, put some butter. I like heart. Let's go to the heart. Follow me. If I keep from gas, the heart. Krishna is saying, first from Pushpam, go to the heart and take an offer. Then if there is not available, to get down, then what you have? What is that? Can it go? If it's not happy. Up! They are not there. So, this means are there. So, like the doubts are also there. Who has not doubt? That's the matter of learning. Yeah. So, one you cry, if you really feel I'm helpless, you cry. If you don't feel helpless, you don't cry artificially. Can you cry? If you are joyful, you laugh. It's not you to laugh. But go to the past, then people are laughing. You know, there is a laughing class. In Delhi, in Bombay, in Calcutta, who is it? Are you in one? People are laughing. You can hear it. It's not a laughing matter. It's like an advertise. You see the television? Advertise. Huh? Go get it. They're smiling. Advertise is funny. Is he a smile? He is getting loaded. That's very smiling. No? He is getting loaded. That's very smiling. It's not laughing. It's not natural smile. You get money. That's very smiling. It's not natural. You don't enjoy it. So suppose you are catchy, you get loaded, you get smart. But you are here, you are girlhood? You are advantage in this world? No. There are nothing, there are more, like you go better. You go better. That's not the answer. So suppose if something is gone, is lacking. Yes, suppose, of course. Possible. And something there, if everyone is right, and if there is gone, everyone is running, go to rush. Then in time, surfaces what you want. And Krishna fulfills, and he finally drifted away from bhakti. Isn't it? Yes or no? I am not filling up the gaps. The gaps will fill up. You know, everybody can ask himself, how do you rock that? And Krishna fulfills. And so if I am not a bhakta, I will give up mala. Hit. Like that. And how it is his first class. He could be a good devotee, he may not be a good devotee. Krishna knows, and good devotee. So we can be inside, outside. It's not material life. Devotional service belongs to the spiritual world. The moment you are contaminated, you can get the Lord. You can't escape. All of us have a degree of this thing. Then so we are seeing here. But pure devotee is not here. Though his body is here, he is not here. He is always connected. Hare Krishna. Maybe we should stop. Yeah? Thank you very much for giving your time. Anything controversial?
No, nothing.
It's not there. On behalf of the Holy Shaita, I am very grateful for the Lord. We thank His Holiness Lord Shri Maharaj for giving us and time to address the words today in front of the seven day. So, for His respectful chant, Hare Krishna one time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, machineries of the program. So we request him to even always come with our own bless the devotees.
Well, I came here because I think here devotees are very nice. Every time I come, that is right. And when I come, I think devotees are very nice here. Previous talks I can mention. When I come to Bombay, sometimes say even a week, may the call may always try to come. Yes? Mm-hmm. Here in one, always try to come. Thank you. Then again, I find you a very wonderful devotee. Very nice. That you are supposed to. We ourselves set an example. We can act as a. So I come here, I can also run. It is very nice. May God bless you. Oh, God bless you. Thank you.